Well, Republicans have narrowly won the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. They got the 218 seats needed to control the chamber 8 days now after the midterm elections. The Democrats currently have 211. President Joe Biden congratulated the Republicans and has promised to work with them. The win could give the Conservatives leverage, though, to block Biden's agenda. Well, let's speak to Mike Hanna now in Washington, D.C. Mike, it's obviously taken some time to get here. What does this very narrow margin mean in practice?
Well, it means a difficult road ahead for the Republicans. They will have control of the House now that we know that they've got that 218 seats giving them the majority. But all indications are is that it's going to be the slimmest of margins. If the Democrats win another five or six or even six seats, that will bring them to 217. The margin will be one. But anywhere between one and eight is a very slim margin. The reason for this is that the Republican Party is not a uniform House. There are many elements of it, particularly the extreme right wing, of which there are a large number, who may not go aboard with the agenda of the majority of the Republicans in the House. They are then able to block any such agenda. So even though the numbers are small relative to the number of the regular Republicans, so to speak, they would still have that power to block what the Republican Party as a whole wants to do within the House. Now, Kevin McCarthy today was voted in as leader of the Republicans in the House, but he still has to get confirmed on January the 3rd, when he will need to get at least 218 votes. Now, the problem with this is that today, 30 Republicans voted against him. So if that was happening on January the 3rd, he would not be Speaker of the House. So all of these elements are there, all of these problems ahead for the Republicans. That being said, majority in the House is a very big thing. They can block large amounts of Joe Biden's agenda. They can introduce their own legislation. They decide what legislation to introduce. They control all the very powerful committees of the House. So it's a very powerful position for the Republicans to be in, albeit with that slim majority, they may not be able to operate as effectively as they want to. Joe Biden congratulating the Republican leadership for the win, saying that he's prepared to work across the aisle to try and press through an agenda for all Americans, insisting that Americans are tired of the ongoing political infighting.
Some interesting dynamics ahead, no doubt. Mike Hanna there with all the latest for us from Washington, D.C. Thanks, Mike.